Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
A common comparison when wrestling fans want to get mad is this promotion has become WCW. That is because World Championship Wrestling really did fall off a cliff by the end of its run, but that's why I want to talk about it today. As you will see, nobody is even close. Cause hello, I am Simon from What Culture. Please do go and smash that subscribe button. And yeah, this is 10 times WCW was the craziest promotion ever. Number 10, Hulk Hogan meets the Dungeon of Doom. So we go back to 1995 with this one, and it just goes to show, WCW was always kind of really wacky. Here Hulk Hogan was feuding with the Dungeon of Doom, a collection of wrestlers held together to make you think the Hulkster would actually lose. Given who he chose to be in this, it didn't work. Nobody bought it for a second. Now, I think they were meant to be some sort of cult, and for that reason, they had a lair. Which, yep, one night Hogan felt like he should go and explore. I mean, you tell me, I've no idea. His real shock was that there were no Hulkamaniacs here, a line that has remained funny ever since, and Hogan is just hilarious throughout this. It is like watching some crazy B-movie set in the basement of death. You've also got Kevin Sullivan speaking in riddles as the Taskmaster, and then there's the music. My gosh, the music. If you told me a four-year-old with a Casio keyboard wrote it, I'd believe you. It just gets weirder and weirder too, and if you were used to the WWF version of Hulk, you were even more baffled. Couldn't have been more cartoony if WCW tried, and that is saying something. If you do watch it, please remember, no, you haven't done drugs. Number 9, those mini-movies. Okay, right, so what we're about to talk about must have been the inspiration when it came to WCW and making this sort of thing, because once again, my gosh. Because to build up events like Halloween Havoc 1992, Super Brawl 1993, and Bash at the Beach, the powers that be ran what can only be described as mini-movies. Now let's remember, being a wrestler does not mean you can act, and yet we still saw Sting go to Vader's White Castle of Fear, and honestly, you've got to see it. The over-the-top narration is hilarious, and you're essentially told the Mastodon and Harley Race live in some sort of giant cave. I would actually take more of these today because they are so crazy, and remember, WCW was doing this to sell pay-per-views. That's right. They thought that if you were on the fence, seeing the Stinger and the British Bulldog blowing up some boats with some dude called Cheatham would actually get you to drop some cash. So yeah, it is totally bonkers, but please, somebody, anybody, bring these back. They are so, so crazy. Number 8, Gene Okerlund shoots. Centered around the one and only Mean Gene Okerlund, who is interviewing the Natural Born Thrillers, I think Gino decided to have some fun. Or he was just done with WCW's nonsense. Because when Mike Sanders does an impression of opponent Conan, Okerlund fires back, "Real good impression, you prick." What? Sean O'Hare then threatens Gene, but he is totally unfazed. He tells Sean to blow it out his ass. This is amazing. Everybody just has to set it like Gene is losing his mind, and more power to him. I'm sure he'd been messed around enough, so decided to just enjoy himself, even if it was at the expense of the wrestlers. For the younger viewer too, this is the equivalent of Megan Morant telling Grayson Waller to jump out of a window. It just wouldn't happen. Number 7, RoboCop the Wrestler. So this one is pretty damn famous, as it would be. I mean, one day RoboCop just turned up at a WCW show. Why wouldn't he? Happening at Capital Combat 1990, it's even better than that, because he was here to assist Sting. Yep. I suppose the robotic cop was hanging out backstage, and when his good friend was in trouble, he thought, man, I'd better go and save him. Given that this attack was from the Four Horsemen, I'm still a little bit sad we never got Sting and RoboCop versus Ric Flair and Arn Anderson. And as I'm sure you figured out, this was essentially a sponsorship deal. I guess at least WCW made some cash. It is so funny to watch because Mr. Cop also saves Sting from being imprisoned because he rips a cage door off. Surely, if you'd never watched wrestling before, you were baffled. Let's just say what we're all thinking, though. Somebody needs to put Robo in the Hall of Fame immediately. Number 6, Scott Steiner's Tyranny. You can tell WCW had lost its way in 2000 because Scott Steiner just decided to go nuts and nobody stopped him. It's wild. Big Papa Pump would even cut promos saying how much World Championship Wrestling sucked these days, and that people should tune into Raw instead. Plus one time on Nitro from nowhere, he just said that Ric Flair was a jealous old bastard. Once again, if you need context, this would be like Cody Rhodes walking out on the NXT he did and encouraging all of us to go and watch AEW instead. It just ain't happening. If you weren't in management, it was a heat to watch, however, because you couldn't believe it. And look, it made Steiner feel totally legit and dangerous, because he was just saying whatever the flubby wanted to say. Plus, we soon then found out the company had suspended him because he had kicked the crap out of DDP for no reason. Although, no, there was a reason. Diamond Dallas Page had asked Scott to stop saying offensive things about his wife. My word. Somehow all of this worked, as Steiner had quite the run 2 decades ago. Only in WCW.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Number 5, Terry Funk fights a horse. I mean, who else but Terry Funk? If you do just want to smile all day long, you do have to go and find the 31st of May 2000 Thunder, though, which was always an insane program, and watch Funk versus Chris Candido, who were fighting for the hardcore title. Due to this championship, the fight was happening in the outside world and not in the ring, when the pair somehow ended up in a stable. Once again, you tell me. Now, the horse residing there didn't know what was going on, or that this was sports entertainment, freaked out, and booted Terry right in the head. Seriously, at first it's terrifying, because that can kill a man. Google it. If this were you and I, we would have totally gone screw this and legged it, but not Funk. He turned to the animal, told it off, and challenged it to a fight. Don't tell me he's not the best ever. Amazingly, the horse even backs away a little bit, so he must have known. And while we are here, just go and watch any of the hardcore stuff in WCW from 2000. I don't think they had a clue what they were doing. Number 4, WCW gives away WWF results. This sounds quite tame today, given what the internet has become, but you do have to put yourself in the late 90s mindset. It wasn't like spoilers didn't exist because online content was already flying, but it wasn't super popular or accessible. So when Eric Bischoff started walking out on Nitro and just told people what was happening on Raw that night, well, we were all stunned. This was made possible due to the fact WCW was going live every week, whereas the WWF would hop between that and tape shows. So we'll do it again. You're watching SmackDown, Rampage has already been recorded, and Michael Cole just tells you Daniel Garcia is losing to Miro, so you don't need to go and see that. It's bonkers. If we're honest too, it was higher stakes than this, as Raw and Nitro were in a proper intense ratings battle, and each wanted supremacy. Bischoff would even talk about wanting to kill the WWF for good. There's more too, as Eric would also stroll to the ring holding signs that read WWE Fears Ratings on it, and he challenged Vince McMahon to a fight on pay-per-view. And we'll talk about that later. The whole thing was out of control. Number 3, Hollywood Hogan's own head. Yep. Please bear with me. If you are a hardened fan, you know the 1990 Starrcade main event between Hollywood Hogan and Sting was rubbish. The whole build had been incredible, and then we got this bizarre screwy finish, which still doesn't make sense today. Was it a fast count? Wasn't it a fast count? Just have Sting win the title and call it a day. Nothing is perfect, mind, and that was true for this feud too, because some weeks WCW just went, well, WCW. For example, before the pay-per-view, Eric Bischoff decided to host Hollywood Hogan Appreciation Night, where he gave Hulk loads of gifts. As is the way in wrestling, the last one was from the Stinger, and he was quite a strange man. This was a mannequin version of Hogan's head. I suppose this is quite threatening, but honestly, the way Hulk sells this is painfully funny, as he acted as if this was his own skull, even though he was using his own eyes to see it. I mean, you'd be freaked out, sure, but this was next level. It also meant Nitro went off air with Hogan staring at himself and screaming, but go look in the background. Bischoff isn't scared at all, he's just kind of rolling his eyes like, man, that Sting, what an idiot. So you have to presume that nobody had chatted about how they were meant to react to this, especially as the announcers were not that bothered either. This is when I remember I really missed WCW, because it was the best. And the worst, but that's why it was the best. Number 2, a match ends with an electrocution. I mean, what were they thinking? WCW actually killed a man on TV, and then they just returned to the show. What? We do have to go all the way back to Halloween Havoc 1991, and yes, of course, it's the Chamber of Horrors match. If you need this summed up too, well, it's the definition of feeling like you have to do something new for the sake of doing something new. It would involve two teams with four members who, of course, had instruments of torture, with the ultimate goal to strap somebody to an electric chair. I am not making any of this up. A dude of the Butcher pulled the short straw, so it was attached to this device, when somebody pulled the lever, and we saw some sparklers go off. I mean, it's quite funny anyway, but the fans are totally baffled by it all. What was the response meant to be? Unsurprisingly, Abdullah didn't really sell this, because what was he going to do? But then he just gets up and walks to the back. Again, I'm not kidding. You think at worst, somebody could have stretched him out of there. It also meant the whole match was utterly pointless. And once again, is a nice reminder that in 1991, sometimes WCW was not all that good. Number 1, Bischoff challenges McMahon. As promised, here we are. Let's get into it because it was ridiculous. I'm just going to continue in the same vein as I feel it sells it better. But you're watching Dynamite. Tony Khan walks out and he tells Triple H, AEW Revolution is around the corner, so why don't they fight? I mean, Twitter would absolutely savage him. If we go back to 1998, though, this is exactly what happened before WCW Slamboree show. It wasn't just like Eric called him out either. World Championship Wrestling dedicated all these videos of Bischoff telling Vince he better be there, or the world is gonna think he's a massive coward. WCW even went as far as to have Michael Buffer announce him as the winner when McMahon decided against it. Obviously. It stank of desperation because all fans knew this wasn't possible. If Vinnie Mac had done it, millions would have bought this pay-per-view, which is the last thing the boss of the WWF wanted. Amazingly, even Bischoff's nearest and dearest warned him against this, as Hulk Hogan and Kevin Nash told Eric, if McMahon does take the bait, he is gonna kick your ass. So once again, you really couldn't make this up. Ultimately though, I hope you've learned something today. Sometimes wrestling can be goofy and it rocks. Sometimes wrestling can be goofy and it kills an entire company. You take care. Goodbye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.